You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on Passover, April 22nd, 2024. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve as we celebrate the Lord's Passover.
Paul explained it very good to a group of Greek philosophers in chapter 17 when he come across the placard of the unknown God. And he said, hold on a minute, boys, I know that one. He's the God who created heaven and earth. He ordained the times and places of nations with borders for men to dwell. We dwell in a nation that used to have a border. It's for us to dwell for one purpose. The Bible says in Acts 17, for men to dwell, that they may grope for, seek, and find the Lord. I went and looked up grope for. And tonight I got three guys that can teach on it in this room. They all heal for me. So when I head a steer, you have to blindly search for the feet. Guy Miller is getting closer to his Bible. That's what it means to blindly search for. But a land where we dwell, where we find God. How many of y'all have found Jesus while you're standing flat-footed on the earth? You didn't get elevated to third heaven. You were standing right here. So he tells us in Romans 11:6. Romans 11:6, and I promise if this wasn't very important, I'd already be done, but I'm about done. In 11:6, let's see, no, 16, I'm sorry. And it says in Romans 11:16, for if the first fruits is holy, the lump is holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches have been broken off, and you, being a wild olive shoot, were grafted in among them, and with them became a partaker of the root and the fatness of the olive tree. Do not boast against the branches, but if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. Jesus is our first fruits. And our root, when we're rooted in him, the Bible says in John 15 that if you're grafted in to the vine, if you're the branch and he's the vine, then you'll bear fruit. The Bible told us just before that in John 14 that you will show yourselves to be his disciples, bearing much fruit. The word disciple means to become a student of. The only reason I'm standing up here in front of you guys tonight is because in the midst of all my humanity, I become a student. When I met Jesus in my pickup, I wanted to know him better. I want to know his ways. I want to know how to commune with him. I want to know how to live in harmony with him. I want to see his people live in harmony with him. I want to see our nation back in covenant and harmony with God. 1 Corinthians 15:20 says that in Jesus' resurrection, he became our first fruits. James 1:16 says that we now are first fruits. See what that means? It's about produce. You got to put a seed in the ground. What did God do at the Passover? He put his son in the ground. And when he came out of the ground, he created a harvest. He is our first fruits. And because of him, we've become first fruits. Romans 8:22 says that the Holy Spirit, he's the first fruits of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the first fruits. Holy Spirit creates something in us. What else is the Holy Spirit? He's the sign of our covenant. In Joshua 5, they circumcised all the males because Israel had failed to circumcise. They had gone against God, and so many of them died before they ever received their promise. And then Paul tells us that it is no longer the circumcision of the flesh, but it's circumcision of the heart, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We have a whole realm of Christianity that wants to talk about the mark of the beast. Do you know what's sad in America today? That there's more Christians, or more people that proclaim to be Christians, know more about the mark of the beast than you do the mark of God. The mark of God is the Spirit of God Himself. You see, that's why I don't have to celebrate a resurrection, because every day the resurrection's in me. The resurrection's been fulfilled in me. And let me tell you, Cadbury eggs are not an evangelism tool. His resurrection's complete, done. He's not going to rise again. All you people waiting on another outpouring, let me tell you, they had one, Acts chapter 2. You're done. You either open up and realize what's among you, or you just remain blind and you can cry from the ditch like Bartimaeus from now on. Everything's been given for life and godliness. Nothing's been withheld. The baptisms we're going to do tonight represent the immersion of the Holy Ghost. Drenched. People who can hear God. My sheep know me, they hear my voice, and they follow me, John 10. The letters written to the churches to help them survive. Every one of them says, let those who have ears to hear, hear what the Spirit says to the church. It's a sign of your covenant. When you look at that cup today, you remember that the same Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead has now brought life to your mortal body. He's the first fruits of your resurrection. When we die to ourselves and become a living sacrifice, we become the first fruits of those who will come behind us. There's revival coming to America. It ain't happening in a tent. There may be singing, there may not. There won't be an offering. Because I believe with my whole heart it's going to be kitchen table to kitchen table. Men taking the lead role in their families. Wives doing everything they can to assist that. Bibles are going to begin to open in the houses of America. Children are going to hear from their parents what the Lord has done and what the Lord will do. It'll be a real revival this time. It'll be the kind where Jeremiah talked about it in chapter 33. No longer will you tell each other about God. No longer will people teach each other about God, for everyone will know Him. For His words are etched on your hearts and your minds. It will be where we dwell with Him and He dwells with us. It's in the communion. This is where He's revealed. I'm not making light of anything. I'm just telling you, I've told a couple of dear friends of mine. Not looking for a job. I'd like to go to Jerusalem and teach what I just taught you. You know why? Because Messiah has come. And He's revealed in the bread. In Luke 22, two men were walking to a road, down a road to Emmaus. I believe it's in 22, isn't it? 22 or 24. Anyhow, read all of Luke. I've been known to get a couple addresses wrong, so I just quote Jesus. Somewhere it is written. Two men walking down the road after the resurrection of Christ. Not knowing who they're conversing with, not knowing who they're walking with. And they finally get to the house. And they sat down and broke bread. And He disappeared from their sight. And they looked at each other and they said, that's the Lord. Were our hearts not burning within us? He's risen. It's Him. I think if I could sit down with any non-believer from this point on, in fact, my house is open to non-believers because every morning, anybody at my house is invited to come sit with Robin and I. And instead of telling them about heaven, I'd like to just sit with a non-believer and that there was a body that was broken for me and you if you choose. There's a guy that bled, this real blood. Now, if you got a minute, let me tell you what he's done for my family. I'll be just like Paul talking to a group of Greeks. He didn't mention the resurrection but one time shortly, and he didn't mention the death. He didn't mention the crucifixion. He didn't mention going to heaven. He has told the truth about a God who created heaven and earth and so much loved his creation that he sent his one and only begotten to reconcile it all unto himself. It's as simple as that. God had one plan in the earth from the very beginning, that a man and a woman would come together and they would bring forth godly offspring. This is about your household. It's about your generational promise. It's about where we dwell. So, I've told all I know the best way I know to tell it. I've come to a place in my life where I don't expect anything out of people, but I expect a lot out of God. I thought one time when people used to call me pastor and I made them quit because I thought your job as a pastor was to manage everybody's life. Not so. I have a ministry. From this day forward, I will tend to it first. My family's played second around here for a long time, sometimes third. That will not happen again. I'll be here when I want to be here. I won't be here when I don't. That's how y'all operate. Fair enough. I'm not on the cuff. Because from this day forward, they're first. They're first. Tend to my family. Because Joshua said, he said, if you want to serve the gods of your fathers on the other side in Joshua 24, go ahead. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. That's all I got for Passover tonight. I'm going to let the Murphs come share with each other. And look, we got a lot of you here, and I was making light of it a while ago, but I'm so blessed and overwhelmed by the effort that some of you have made to be here. All of you have made to be here. It's a Monday night. But tonight when you come, just come as a family, friends, neighborhood, find a stranger. It don't matter. You take a cup, you take a cracker, get someplace. Talk to God, talk to your family, hold each other, share in the Lord's Passover, okay? The Passover of Jesus. And the Murphs are going to sing a little bit. We get done, we'll have a little bit of prayer time, and then we'll begin to baptize. Take this home. This isn't about a one-time meeting once a year at a certain day and a certain time. As for me and my house, we're going to rest in the Lord every day. We're going to examine the temple and the sacrifice every day. We're going to remember our covenant every day. You see, Jesus is the creator of every day that ended in Y. Okay? Y'all good? Really glad you're here. I'm going to pray over this right quick. Murphs, you can come on up and get started if you want to. Lord Jesus, we thank you for what's represented here in the cup and the bread. We thank you, Lord, for the fullness of your sacrifice, the fullness of your resurrection. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the blood of a new covenant, Lord, that lets a guy like me come into a relationship with a God like you. Tonight, Lord, we thank you for the promise, a promise of family, generations, and a place to dwell. We thank you for this great United States of America and the nation of Israel. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. As we finish up, I just believe with all my heart that if I could ever sit down with the right rabbi and drink the cup and eat the bread, Jesus could possibly be revealed. The revealing of Jesus is the hope of the nations, all of them. But today, he's the hope of your kitchen table too.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.